Yeah. When I got married, I heard the guys to a bachelor party, and I didn't realize it, but they had kind of a spicy woman lined up for me. And we were over at this one guy's house, and all of a sudden, out she comes in this slinky nigger. And all the guys said, okay, Grace, why don't you go in the back room there with her? Turn out the light. I said, wait a minute, I'm getting married. Estelle and I are going to be wed there. Next thing you know, she straddled my leg and just kind of rode my kneecap while saying, oh. And I'd had a couple of beers in me. So next thing you know, they're pushing me into the room, and they slammed the door shut. And that woman's hands were all over me. And when her hand came upon that massive package, she just said, Meanwhile, all the guys are hooting outside the door. And I'm thinking, this is wrong. There's something inherently wrong with this. I'm a man about to commit myself to a life of love with one woman there. But next thing you know, I felt the hydraulic start to put on weight. I grabbed that thing, and I clenched it, looking with both hands, and I said, ooh, your dada. Oh, yes. Look on. I could feel her hot breath against my neck. Her panting was increasing in intensity. The flippity-flop of estrogen filled the night. As I tweaked the tauntaun, I just set her head back up. I can actually feel testosterone bubbling inside my boob. I could feel a Bombay slam shut so tight you couldn't have driven an ice pick up them bad boys. Howdy! I say, come here, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Come on now, make him spit. Yes, that's the way. Oh, don't be afraid of it. That's the way. Oh, God. I heard a roaring in my brain. I heard God on high saying, Greece, you'll rot in hell for this. I heard my buddies playing the part of the devil cheering me on, but yet somehow swept away in a tide of sexual frenzy. I could no longer control myself until finally our voices entwined as one. And we both scream simultaneously. Oh, God, finally, soaked with sweat, I opened the door and walked outside to rejoin my buddies.
Damn, Grease, it sounded like you tore it up.
Actually, no, I had my doodad stuck in her zipper is what happened.
Hang in there. The Grease is coming back with more wackiness. DC 101.